What about IBIS 2?
IBIS 2 is obviously a logical trial to do, as is MA3. IBIS 2, of course, is anastrozole versus placebo, and MA3, exemestane versus placebo. Both trials are recruiting reasonably. IBIS 2 needs 6,000 women, and MA3 needs about 4,500 to 5,000 women. And the important data to be presented from the point of view of IBIS 2 at this meeting is cognitive function. I was particularly worried that there would be a decline in cognitive function on anastrozole. And we've shown in over 200 patients, placebo versus anastrozole, the first patients put into IBIS 2, after 6 months, there's absolutely no difference in cognitive function. And these women had very carefully controlled 10 different cognitive function tests, and there's absolutely no difference between the two. And I find this very reassuring. Obviously, we've got to continue with that. And the patients will be continued out to 5 years of follow-up. They have another test at 2 years and another test at 5 years. But to date, the cognitive function is reassuring.
What about the other part of IBIS 2, looking at DCIS?
That's also obviously an important study that sets anastrozole versus tamoxifen in ER-positive DCIS. We don't think it's worth treating ER-negative DCIS from the NSAVP data that presented in abstract form. And so that trial is going around the world, except I think in the United States, and is recruiting reasonably.
I guess NSAVP already closed their trial looking at the same question.
Yeah.
What do you think that's going to show?
Don't know.
You know,
it should show an advantage to the aromatase inhibitor, of course.